Blog Talk Radio.
Another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, today is Fantastic Tuesdays, and I have a fantastic show for you today. I couldn't wait to get up to present this topic because it is going to help so many authors and the people that help authors. So not only authors, but it'll help those that also help and work with authors. So today we're talking about book-selling secrets, lessons, basically, these are lessons from the trenches. I am pouring into the show today over 7 years of research, trial, and error. I mean, really, when you have a product and you're just getting started, or even if you've been out there a couple of years, there's nothing better than to hear from someone who has been there, done that, and moving on, so to speak. But been there with the struggles, been there with trying to figure out how to get books into the hands of the people who want it. You see, that's the key. When you can tap into the person that wants your book. So I want you to file that in the back of your mind as we go through the show. Or you can, if you want to, like me, you write it down. Basically, if you're a writer, you write down everything. How many of y'all have those little books and pads and notebooks all over your house? It reminds me of that movie, The Five Heartbeats, when he got ready, Robert Townsend, when he got ready to launch his big song, and he had the little pieces of paper all over the house. And him and his sister strategically went and found these little pieces of paper. And so when it comes to selling books, listen, it is not so readily available. the information is not so easy to gather. Now, some of you have probably been to seminars in the past. I've been to seminars before when I started selling my books as well. But the secrets that I'm going to share with you today, you don't get those in the average seminar, especially for seminars for individuals. If they're doing the seminar and they've only been out there a couple of years selling their books, but you're talking about someone who had a struggle with selling their books. I had all the struggles that probably a lot of people have. And so let me just go on and welcome you to the show. Good morning if it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are certainly glad that you could join us and be with us. For those of you who are not able to listen live, you can always listen to the archive just in case you have to jump off. So again, good morning, and I welcome you to the show today. So I'm talking today about secrets for those who are selling their books. So now, there's a few things you have to recognize and a few things you have to realize. And I wonder how many of you, like me, if you are a bookseller, like me, became very frustrated with the fact that the books weren't selling. And even in the beginning, in the very beginning, I published my first book in 2004. And I actually started writing the book in 2003. So it's just somewhere around, so right now, I'm just somewhere around, you know, seven or eight years later. And prior to 2003, when I actually began to write my first book, because I published a book in February of 2004, and I began writing somewhere around the very, very early part, the late part of 2003. And then, prior to that, I had spent time writing another book, and that was actually right around 2000. But I never finished that book. I started the book. I never finished the book. But I do plan. I do plan. I have every intent to finish that book. But it was, you know, it was during a time in my life when I was really going through something, and I just put the book down and I did not finish it. But I will. So in the beginning, you know, it was like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? I have this idea to write a book. I want to write a book. It's within me to write a book. But what's next? So the first thing that you need to do, the first secret that I can share, that what I had to learn and what I had to go through, is I had to come to grips with the fact that when you write a book, you have to now adopt a business mindset. So that's the first thing you have to do. And for some people, that's going to be very hard to do because they think of themselves only as a writer. They're thinking of themselves only as a writer because maybe all your life you've been told you're a writer. You're an author, you're a writer. And so you didn't bring into the scenario business. And I wouldn't have either. The only reason I finally did get to the business mindset, well, I guess it was a clue that I have an MBA. So it should have dawned on me from Jump Street, but it didn't. I sat through, you know, what, four years of classes studying business, and it didn't dawn on me that when I wrote the book that I was to adopt a business mindset. And so that's my first secret. So I believe that if it didn't dawn on me, that there are other people possibly that it did not dawn on you as well. And so the first thing is that you have to get a business mindset. Now, with the business mindset, I don't have time to go into detail today, all that that means to have a business mindset. But I can let you know that it's a lot to it. It's a lot to having that business mindset. But, you know, in the essence of time, I just want to let you know if I have time, I'll come back and, you know, break it down a little bit more. But that's the first thing you have to do. You have to develop a business mindset. And that includes writing a business plan. You need to have a business plan for your book. Now, again, you would think that that would have made sense to me automatically. That's why I'm calling it an inside secret, because no, it did not. It did not make it did not dawn on me that I needed a business plan. Yet, I teach business classes, have been teaching them since 2003. I was making all my students do business plans for their various business products, but it never dawned on. But I'm sitting there teaching. I had to, by that time, I had, you know, two books at least, and it never dawned on me to do a business plan for the book. And that right there was slowing down the sales of the book. So number one, you definitely need to have a business mindset. Number two, the number two secret, you need a business plan for your book. And if you write nonfiction books, you need a serious business plan. But even if you don't, whatever kind of book you write, you have to have a business plan. And again, the show isn't long enough for me to show you all the components of a business plan, but there are components of the business plan that will help your books literally fly off the shelf. I mean, you won't be able to stock them fast enough, okay? So this is a secret to selling more books. You want to sell more copies of your book. So you definitely want to have the business mindset. You want to understand that you have to operate just like Procter & Gamble, Barnes & Nobles, any business you want to use as a role model for yourself. Dunkin' Donuts, you can operate like the Starbucks of the world, your choice. You can operate like a sports team. Just choose any business model that you desire, and you can use that model for your business. But you must get a business mindset, which, you know, part of that means now you have to have an executive team. Again, I can't go into the details of that, but you can get that information later. And we'll talk about that later toward the end of the show. I will tell you where you can get more information about developing a marketing plan, your executive team, building your financial structure, and all of that. Again, I learned these secrets throughout these past 8 years that I've been an author. But I'm giving it to you in almost in a 60-minute radio broadcast. It took me years and struggles. I lost a lot of money. I can't tell you how much money I invested that pretty much did not get me a great ROI. You see, I didn't get that. But you can. You can. And especially for those of you who are just starting out, then this radio broadcast today is absolutely perfect for you, and then what I have to offer you later is going to be even better and even greater. So you want to get that business mindset. You want to get that marketing plan. Now, the other thing to help you sell more books is that you have to become a public speaker. If you want to sell more books, no, really, I'm serious, you must become good at public speaking. Okay, because that is one of the avenues that is going to help your books fly off the shelf. It's going to have people calling you up, contacting you, begging to place orders of your book, becoming a public speaker. And again, you know, again, these were secrets that were right there in my face. Was already a speaker, was already out building a platform, and did not even realize it. So as a public speaker, you will build a platform, you will sell more copies of your book. Just that alone will help you sell more copies of your book. Now, the other thing when it comes to being a public speaker, now you have to learn the public speaking basics and learn how to become a great public speaker, but that's a whole nother show. But just know, just list that down and the things that you need, the secrets that the average person is not going to tell you, okay, not going to tell you doing these workshops. But I'm here to tell you because I want to help you grow. I want to help you sell more books. I want to, cut down on your time. cut down on your time that it's going to take you to sell a million copies versus how long it's taken me. I've been doing this now for 8 years. I've sold over 4,000 copies of my books, yes. And it didn't take me 8 years to do that, but there were times when I didn't, you know, years when I didn't sell any book. But that was because I didn't know, okay? So it took me a few years to figure all of this out. I didn't even realize it. And again, some of these things I had right there in my hand to do. Now, the other thing that you have to do, another secret is you need to find out who your book is for. You need to find out who your book is for, and then, you know, that the person that you have written that book for, because your book is not for everyone. Your book is not for everyone. Now, everyone could possibly purchase your book, but you will sell, believe it or not, you will sell more books when you find out who you actually wrote the book for and find more of those people. Now, once you find those people, whether you find them through advertising, you might find them through various types of publicity, you might find them through friends, however you locate these individuals, you need to find the people who you wrote the book for. And that may sound easy, but trust me, there are a lot of people who don't have a clue as to what I'm talking about right now. Because what happens is typically when you write a book, and especially if it's one of those nonfiction type books, you are writing basically from your heart. And so you're pouring out what is in you. And at the same time, same thing with people who write fiction novels. The same thing. They're pouring out a story, is about whatever the story is about. You know, a girl, a marriage, if it's about a kid that's lost or a person that's lost in life or a mystery. It could be a mystery novel. It could be whomever the book is for. And so, we're so excited about, you know, writing a book and being an author that we forget, okay, the main thing, and that is that you wrote that book for somebody. And those people that you wrote that book for, you need to contact them, okay? A lot of people forget this part. You have to be able to reach those people that you wrote that book for and let them know that you wrote the book. They are not going to come seeking you. Okay, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent, but guess what? You're not Oprah Winfrey. So they're not going to come knocking on your door asking you, oh, did you write a book about blah, 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 and so and so and so? So you have to contact them and let them know. Again, you can do that in several ways. There are many ways. We can't get into all of them today, but there's publicity, there's advertising. You can also do public service announcements. You can do events. You can do conferences. There's different ways of letting the people know that you wrote this book for them. But at the end of the day, you've got to let them know that you wrote the book. Okay? Once you do that, now the person has an opportunity to buy the book, which gives you the ability to sell more books. You get it? Do you see how all this is working? You provide the opportunity, now you can sell more books. That means you have less books in inventory and more books into the hands of the people who want your book. But remember, secrets to selling a book, getting people to buy your book, sell book sales, you have to follow these strategies. Number one, you have to have that business mindset. Number two, you have to have that business plan. Number three, you have to become a public speaker. There, I don't see how a person plans to sell books if you're not a speaker. Okay? And then you have to find the people who you wrote the book for and get the word out to those people. I don't know if you want to do a hot air balloon scenario. You can do whatever you desire to get the word out to those people. For instance, my book, Release Your Power. That book is not a book necessarily for everyone. okay? That book is for people who are looking for that their inner meaning. They're looking for their ultimate purpose in life. This is for people who are pursuing their dreams. It's for individuals who want to achieve excellence, okay? That book, Release Your Power, you know, it's not, again, it's not for everyone. It is for a set of people. People who are looking for that inner meaning. You know, what does my life really mean? Does it really mean the stuff that I've been through? Some people have been raped, molested, abused, dogged out, rejected, left behind, ill thought of, all kinds of things. And they're looking for, what's my meaning in life, though? What is God's purpose for me? What is my ultimate purpose? What am I here to do? Or they want to pursue their dreams, you know, just things that they dreamed of one day. Oh, well, you know, I wish I could become this or that. They have that dream. That book, Release Your Power, is going to help those people on what we call the self-fulfillment journey. In other words, to release what's inside of you, your power that's in you. It's for people who want to achieve excellence. See, you won't be able to achieve excellence. You won't be able to pursue your dreams or find that inner meaning until you release your power. It's just not going to happen. And so people who are looking for those things, that's who that book is for. It's ultimately for this book. That book is ultimately for the person who wants to become all that they can be. All that they can be. You know, the Holy Spirit gave me that title. I didn't just come up with that on my own. I'm right in line with, you know, all that I'm to be. You see, I tell people all the time, how do I know that that book, people ask me about the book, you know, the title. It's like, well, how do you know, Lalisa, that book is going to change people's lives? And I tell them flat out, I told them in the book, I say right there on the back, I know it will change your life because it changed my life just to write it. And what's poured out on those 121 pages is my change. That's why the first chapter is choosing to change. So good morning and welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, I'm talking about book selling secrets. Secrets to selling more books. And the first secret that I gave out, and I gave out several, if you just tuned in, you might want to listen to the archive to get all of them. But the very first one is having that business mindset. And what is the mindset of a business? Okay? So like I said, I can't get into all the details of a business mindset. But one of the mindsets of a business owner is to have a marketing mindset. You know, and not every business owner has that. Okay? That's why I'm calling it the business mindset. Because not every person who has a business mindset. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than just anybody can go start a business. Anybody, not anybody, but a lot of people can do that. They can start a business, but it doesn't mean they're going to grow their business. It doesn't mean their business is going to be successful and sustainable. Okay? Can you sustain in this? And see, and that's what we were saying, and that's what I found the hard way, is that I didn't think of my business. It was years before I thought of my books as a business. That should not have been. You have a product, then you have a business. And the minute you have a product, then you should have the business mindset and what goes along with the business mindset. Finances, advertising, executive team, marketing strategy, marketing plans. All of these things have to be in place. The economy, fluctuation, customers, clients, suppliers. You have to set it up with a business mindset. Finances, executive plans, executive teams, targeting your market, finding out who your book, I'm telling you, once you know who you wrote the book for, which, by the way, is somewhere like around the fifth secret, once you know who you wrote this book for, you're going to sell more books. Because the minute you know who the book is for, now you can let those people know you have to. Now, here's another secret to selling more books. Here's another secret to selling more books. And it took me a while to get this. I'm giving you things that it took me years to discover. It took me some pain. Took me some heartache. I lost a lot of money. And I'm trying to help you not lose money, not lose time, that you could be more successful faster and quicker than I was with my book. And I'm pouring this out to you, and right now you're getting this for free. I'm giving you enough information that you can run with. But at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you about how you can connect with me for a more in-depth training and learning so that you can really maximize on the work that you have done. Okay, so like I said, you have to discover who your book is for. What group of people, if it's for a certain industry, maybe you were in the medical field and you wrote a book for that industry, then that's the market that you're going to target. Maybe you're in the restaurant business like I have currently. I have someone who is writing a cookbook. Now, that book isn't for everyone, because people who don't care anything about cooking, they're basically not going to buy that book. It's only the people who care about cooking, who want to know how to cook, who wants different meals. I've never in my life bought a cookbook. I'll be 60 soon. So trust me, cookbooks aren't for everybody. Everybody's not going to buy that book. So you don't want to waste your time, your energy, your money trying to advertise to that person. You know, you got to advertise. Now, here's another secret. Here's another secret. Part of the business mindset, but and also for you to sell more books, you have to understand advertising. You can't get around it. You're not going to sell more books without advertising. Put it like this. You're not going to sell more books sitting at home on the couch watching television. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee that. You will not sell more books by hoping and wishing that you do. You're not going to sell more books by hoping and wishing that just because your book has a nice cover. Let's just say you paid somebody $300, $400, $500, I don't know, to get a nice cover. And the cover is perfect. It has everything in the right place. That does not guarantee that you're going to sell more books. I'm trying to tell you the secrets to selling more books. I'm giving them to you right here on the show, but I'm telling you also what it is not, and it is not just having the right cover. Because there are people with, do you know there are people with like a plain white cover with black words on it that has sold a million copies of their book? So it is not only the cover. There is a lot that goes into it, like I said before, the business mindset and the other things that we've already outlined. Finding your audience and then letting them know. Now, here's another thing that a lot of authors fail to do. This is like almost like my big secret that I'm letting out of the bag. This is something that most authors don't do, and I know for me, I didn't do it. And I don't know exactly why, but I'm sure there was a reason. Most authors have this intimidation and this fear to tell people about the benefits of their book. You see, I mean, like, for instance, you're in the grocery store and you're standing in line. And there could be a long line. You know, you could be waiting for a moment. There are probably at least 10 customers, people that would purchase your book, that are standing right there. But most people do not know how to approach those 10 people the right way with their book. And that's another reason why a lot of people, they are not getting the sales that they initially hoped they would have when they wrote the book, because they do not know how to position the proposition, I guess you could call it, you know, that 6-second proposition. They don't know how to proposition the book to the individuals that they come into contact with on a daily basis. I had a lady just last night. I was in a seminar, and there were probably about 55 people there, probably 80% female, the other 20% males. And there were a few people there that definitely, well, everyone there needs my book, pretty much, for the most part, because these are all people who are looking for self-fulfillment. And you might, when I first said that, need my book, you might say, well, how can she say that? They need your book. Well, remember who I wrote the book for. You see, that's the key right there. That's one of the secrets. There are people who need your book, but you got to find them. So people who are into self-fulfillment, they're looking for that inner meaning. They're pursuing their dreams. There are people who are trying to achieve excellence in their life. There are people who want to become all that they can be. Now, so guess who my book is for? I'm just going to give you a little hint. Okay, of people who this book is for. It's for a majority of the people. Okay, again, when I read to you people who want self-fulfillment, where do these people hang out at? The people who are looking for meaning and pursuing their dreams and achieving, because they kind of hang out somewhere, okay? That's how you have to look at it. Again, if I was writing a cookbook, you know, where do people that like to cook, where do they hang out at, you know? Do they hang out in restaurants? Do they hang out in the museum? Where do they hang out at? Now, I'm giving you another secret that, you know, I could charge people hundreds of dollars to give out these secrets. I really could. I could charge hundreds of dollars, but I'm not charging you that yet. But what I am going to do is I'm going to offer you for $99 for, and you would have to absolutely contact me today to put your name on the list to get this special. For $99, you can sign up for my one day, I'll do a one day boot camp. It's a Saturday. Okay, I'll do a one-day boot camp for you from 9 to 3, and I will tell you absolutely all of my secrets in selling hundreds or in thousands of copies of your book. I will give you all that I've learned from all of the book publishing conferences, seminars, webinars that I've been to, places where I sell my book, where I can go and sell 100 copies in a heartbeat, 100 copies of the book, 200 copies, even 300 copies. I've already done this. I'm going to give you an opportunity to come, and I'm going to teach you how to get that business mindset. I will show you step by step how to write a business plan for your book. Step by step. For someone to show you a step-by-step how to write a business plan for your book, for your product, and you can use it for any product, but that alone would cost you $400 or $500. You're not going to find a deal. This same workshop that I'm offering you today for $99 for a one-day boot camp, I normally would sell that boot camp for $399, but I'm offering it today for less than half. But you would have to inbox me. You have to inbox me today on my Facebook page. And you don't need Facebook. You might say, well, I'm not on Facebook. It's okay, because you can still inbox me from Facebook. You don't need a Facebook account to send me a message. Send me a message on Facebook. Or you can email me at info@lilisajwilliams.com, and you can attend this one-day boot camp where I will show you all the secrets that you can do, things that you can do, marketing strategies, things that I had to learn the hard way on how to market your book. I'll give you the public speaking basics, how to be an exceptional speaker. I'll teach you how to do back of the room sales. I'll teach you how to get booked at high schools, how to get booked at colleges, how to get booked in companies, organizations, how to get your family members who work in these organizations to bring you in as a speaker. I will show you the strategy that I use to get booked at Procter & Gamble, where I was able to sell at least close to 100 copies of my book and to get a coaching deal out of it. Yes, that's Procter & Gamble in Cincinnati, Ohio, one of the leading and biggest companies in the world. With that book, Release Your Power, when I sent them that book, Release Your Power, that book got me booked. Okay, I will show you how to do it. You come to this boot camp, I will show you how that book got me booked at the Houston Community College down in Houston, Texas, and how I got those individuals to, you know, pay for my flight, get me down there, and to purchase 100 copies of the book, how I got 100 copies of my book purchased for those individuals down at Houston. So that's 100 or so more people that now know about the book and opportunities coming from that. I will show you how that book, Release Your Power, had got me an invite to Canada, to Ottawa, Canada. Okay? You can do it, but you have to put these secrets into action. You have to put these secrets into action. The business mindset. Like I said, it took me a while to get that mindset. Okay? So let me give you some more. Basically, these are like killer secrets. And for some of you, you may not need to come to the boot camp. That's fine. You may can figure it out on your own. That's fine. It took me almost nine years to figure this out on my own. If I was you, I wouldn't want to. It's not even worth it. $99 is much easier. It's like pennies for what you're going to walk away with. How to set up your book table. How to set up book signings. How to set up book signings in bookstores. 2 years ago in July, I did a book signing at Jesus Book and Gift, and my book was like the number one seller for that month. And it was so cute. He put my book up on the stand and right there next to Joyce Meyer's book and Joel Osteen's. And I, of course, I took a picture of it. I don't know what I did with the picture now, but he took a picture of it and he says, yeah, for this month you sold more copies of their books. It can be done. You can do it. But what does it take? You have to have energy. You have to have energy, so you have to keep your energy up. But you have to develop that business mindset. That comes first. Okay, develop yourself as a public speaker. So I will be giving you on that Saturday. It'll be a Saturday in July for a boot camp, one-day boot camp, $99. But you have to register today. You have to register today, and you have to be paid for in advance. There will be no payment at the door. There will be no payment at the door. You will have to pay, because I'm only looking for serious people. For people who say, oh, I don't have it, I can't do it. Well, we're not talking about you right now. You can do it a different way. I'm only talking about the people who are ready to go to the next level with their book sales. I'm only talking about a few people. Those individuals who are ready to go to the next level with their book sales. Because I know what it took for me to go to the next level with book sales, okay? All right. So, good morning, and welcome for those of you who just tuned into the show. We're talking today about killer book sales, secrets to selling more books, secrets to having your books fly off the bookshelves. And so you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So now, back to the show, back to the show, back to the show. Now, if you have any question, please, you can type it in the chat room. If you are on the phone line and you have any questions, I can definitely take your questions at this point. I would love to hear from you at this point to see what comments or questions that you might have that I might be able to answer for you. If you are selling your books already and you have questions about it, or is it something that I can answer for you, I will do that. But like I said, one of the biggest secrets that I had to learn that made me start selling more books was finding the people that the book is for, and then the other thing that most authors don't like to do, they don't like to talk about their book. They don't, because sometimes I believe they don't, if you don't know the end result, the real benefit of your book, you know, if you don't really know how your book is going to help someone, you can't just tell them the story. You can't just tell them what's in the book. Well, they can read the book and find out what's in the book, all right? But you got to be able to get them to the next level. You got to be able to get them to the next level. So if you've written a book, if you're an author and you want to get to the next level in your book sales, you must attend this one-day boot camp that I'm offering for $99, and I will show you in detail strategies for building that business mindset, to think like a business owner, to set your business up. You are, the moment you write a book, you have a product, and so you need to develop your business mindset. I will show you step by step how to write a business plan. All the components you need a business plan for your book. If you want to sell more copies, you need to write that business plan. Without a plan, you plan to fail. So if you don't have a business plan, you need one. Does it have to be 40, 60, 80, 90 pages? No. But you need a plan of action, because you need, right there, that's the key, action. You need something from which to take action. And the business plan has it all laid out. What action you're going to take, and also the business plan allows you to have it well thought out. And so, just to recap for those of you who just tuned in today, we're talking about book seller secrets. So if you know anybody who is an author who wants to sell more copies of their book, now it's different. Now, even if you have a publisher, a traditional publisher like Doubleday, Harvest, Hay House, and those types of publishers, they do a lot of this for you, but they don't do all of it for you. You still have to know how to sell books. You still have to know how to sell books. And at this boot camp, I will show you the five steps to, putting your book, getting your book on the shelves in the different places, and why you need to get your book on the shelves versus why not. Why not? And how beneficial is it for you? What is the ratio of investment? What is the return of that ratio of the investment to get your book in stores across the country versus becoming a public speaker and getting booked across the country, and then where you go, you take and sell your book. So I will show you how to do that, looking at the scenario, which is better. And so, again, I will be giving you the steps to developing yourself as a public speaker. I will also show you how to develop your ideal customer, how to find that. And you may decide that you may want to find the customer and then write a book for that person's need. Or if you've already written the book, you still have to do the same thing. You still have to find out who you wrote your book for, and you have to find those people. In this one-day boot camp, I will also be talking about branding, how to make a name for yourself, basically, how to make a name for yourself, almost so that your name is a household name, so that your name is a household name, or your name is a Facebook name. It's a name that people know on Facebook, and so that you can sell more copies of your book. We will also be giving you some marketing strategies and some marketing tips that work. Marketing that works. I mean, there's a lot I've spent. You don't want to know how much I've spent on marketing that did not work. In other words, there was no real return on that investment. It was like investment that goes into a black hole. And so I want to help you avoid that. If I can help you avoid that, that means money that you saved on investments that don't work, marketing that don't work, that's more money that you will have to put into printing of your book, printing more copies, or finding a way to reach the audience that the book is for, as opposed to just trying to reach everyone and your book is not for everyone. I mean, let's face it, if the Bible, you know, if everyone doesn't read the Bible, certainly you can't suspect that everyone will read your book. No, it's just not feasible. It's just not, it's not even doable. It's not feasible. It's not thinkable. Right? So we'll, you know, talk about how to make a name for yourself in this one-day boot camp. So again, in order to take part of this boot camp, what you're going to do is you're going to inbox me on Facebook or email me at info@lolisajwilliams.com, and I will, and you can come. This is going to be a live boot camp for those of you who are in the New Jersey area. You will be able to come New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Philadelphia, any of those states. You can get here in less than 2 hours. Others in Maryland, you can get here in 3 or 4 hours, but it is going to be worth it for you to come. If you are an author, you want to spend this day learning the tricks and the strategies to get your sales up, to sell more copies of your book. Now, the marketing, that is going to be very, very, very a major, major, major topic at the boot camp. Marketing, the business mindset. You're going to get other strategies, other tips that are going to help you get those books flying off the shelves, having people looking to book you for their next conference, for their next workshop, for their next seminar, where you can sell the book. All right, again, I will show you how I got booked at Procter & Gamble, how I had them fly me out there, purchase copies of my book, and open it up to the audience for them to purchase in back of the room sales, and the coaching deal that I got from that and the other opportunities from that. And you can do it too. I'll talk about how I, you know, consistently for several years had, you know, Continental Airlines call me up to come to be a part of their Black History Month celebration. You can do the same and sell my books. I brought my books. They bought the books. I sold the books. They had their employees purchase the book. You can do the same, okay? So all you need to do is get serious, you know, get serious about this, get that business mindset, and you too can have more sales, save money, save time. Save money, save time. The two things that most people want to do all the time, and that's save money and save time. And again, for those of you who are not public speakers, I'm going to show you some quick public speaking basics that when you're done, you will be comfortable with standing before any audience, and you will be able to speak with ease and with less nervousness, and you will actually be excited for an opportunity to speak. And so we'll talk about some national organizations that you can pitch your book to. All of this will be at this boot camp. And so I'm calling this my Booksellers Boot Camp. For those of you who want to sell more, that's going to be the focus of the boot camp. I'm not there to show you how to write the book. That's another boot camp. That's another boot camp, but I'm there to show you how to sell the book, specifically how to get those books flying off the shelf, how to get people calling you up. Oh, as a matter of fact, hold on, I got to take a call right now. I think somebody's calling to order more books. No, I'm just kidding. But that's how you're going to be living from now on. You're going to have phone calls calling. You're not going to be able to keep up, so I'm going to show you how to keep up with the orders, because when people start calling you up and placing orders right there over the phone because they saw your phone number on a contact document or something, you want to be able to capture that. And so I'm doing this boot camp. We'll do it in July. It's going to be $99, but you got to take advantage. You got to register today. You got to inbox me, or you have to inbox me, or you have to send me an email letting me know that you're interested in the boot camp, and then I will show you how to make payment. But at this boot camp, I'm going to go into greater detail into all the secrets that I've given out today. And the number one secret is having that business mindset. But how do you get a business mindset? How do you get the marketing mindset, the financial mindset, the executive team mindset? How do you find an executive team? And then I'm going to show you how you got to have a business plan. That's one of the biggest secrets to selling more books. You need a plan. I can't stress it enough. I just can't. I tried it. Believe me, I tried to do it without a business plan. I'll talk about being a public speaker. Before I wrote my book, I did a lot of research about how to sell the book, and that's what I came up with. Once I wrote the book and couldn't figure out why I wasn't selling, and I went and I looked at the major companies, the major publishing houses, again, Doubleday, Hay House, all these different big companies. What did they say? They sell more. Even they sell more books through their clients who are public speakers. Okay? That's why they only take certain authors. Your book could be a great book, but if you're this little shy person that has no public finesse, you know, pizzazz, no public charisma, they're probably not going to really take your book on, because they know it's not really going to sell. They need someone that can get in front of the public's eye. People want to see. They want to hear you. They want to hear you explain what your book is going to do for them. Now, unless it's like a fiction, like it's like some racy story about sex and murder, that's different. But if it's any type of a book that is going to help people, you know, you got to know the strategy, because you got to understand something. You got to understand something very, very critical, and I'm going to share this with you, but I'll break it down even further at the boot camp as I reveal my secrets in depth, okay? In depth. You got to realize something. When it comes to writing these books where you're helping people, okay, most of our nonfiction books, we're helping. Even if you're telling your testimony, you see, who is that testimony helping, all right? But what I had to learn the hard way through a lot of money, time, and energy is that most people, they want the help, but they don't want to acknowledge that they want the help. Okay, that's what I've learned, and it's they want the help, yes, but they don't want to admit they want the help. Okay, did you get that? So you have to package the sale of your book in a way that I'm going to show you at this bookseller, at this book selling more book boot camp. I'm going to show you there exactly. I'm going to break that down for you. But for now, we're almost out of time. But I want you to know that when you have books that help people, just keep in mind that your books aren't going to fly off the shelf until you can find a way to get them to help without them knowing you're helping them. Okay, this is like students, they say. Students, they know they need to study more. They know that. But you're not going to get them in a seminar telling them, you know, I'm going to help you study more. That's not how you get them there. Because nobody wants to admit that they need help. Okay? So we're going to have other ways to show you how to reach that, how to reach your market, how to reach your target so that you can sell more copies of the book so that you can get your dream. You know, if your dream is to become a successful author, you may have a goal to sell 1 million copies this year like me, then guess what? You need to be at this boot camp. So again, that's all we have time for today. We've got the wrap to show up. We just have a couple minutes left to the show. And again, if you have a question in the chat room, you want to type it in, or if you're on the phone line, you have a question, you are welcome to ask your question. Otherwise, we will be back tomorrow with Mr. Versi L. Walker. He is also an author and a publisher. The title of his book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. And so he will be here tomorrow doing the show. He hosts the show on Wednesdays, the Midweek Inspirator. This has been Coach Lalisa. It's been great to have you with us today. Glad you could tune in. And we'll be back tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Don't forget, you want to sell more copies of that book? Got to get the secrets. Got to get to this boot camp. It is going to be hot, hot, hot. I'm excited about it. I will be posting it on Facebook. So for those of you who you want to, you know, print out a flyer and post it to remind yourself, if you're an author, you want to come to this boot camp. It is going to be phenomenal. And I'm going to show you, you know, tricks of the best. I'm going to show you tricks, tools, tips, and strategies of some of the best authors and self-published authors out there. And on top of that, I'm going to give you my secrets on how I sold thousands of copies of my books, Release Your Power, my absolute number one best-selling book, which, by the way, for the month of July will be featured with the Women's Empowerment Book Club. My book will be featured for the month of July with the Empowerment Women's Book Club. Also, I have been invited back to the International Women's Conference coming up in October, where I was a part of their book forum last month. So I'm giving you my secrets on how to get this done, how I got booked at Procter & Gamble, how I got my book as a seminar title, which is the conference, which will be held in North Carolina, where I will be there presenting the book. So I'm telling you what I've done, what I'm doing, and you can do it too. You can do it too. Well, thank you for tuning in. And we just have a few seconds left to the show. Everyone go out, have a powerful, powerful day. Sell those books. Sign up for them.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.